never forget that even last year we had 10 games, I think, without him, and I think we won 6 out of them. So, you know, the team can still be productive. Let's not forget that it's not about one player, it's about everyone delivering. And I think, I can't remember, have we had 7 different scorers this pre-season? Something like that. So, you know, we've said to the team, it's not just about one player or 2 players or 3 players. It's about the whole team being productive in the best way it can, whether it's defending or attacking.
In terms of looking at other players, bringing them in, Sean, is there anything happening at the minute? Anything you can tell us in the pipeline, perhaps?
There's nothing I can tell you, because we're having to do our business and want to do our business, it must be said, quietly and as privately as we can, against the internet warriors who constantly link us with everyone. But, you know, we found that's a nice way of doing our business. There's a few things that we've been interested in and shown our interest in, but they're not ready to get over the line now. We'll just have to wait and see. We've made a few changes. The goalkeepers, obviously, the whole department changed. You know, with Tom Heaton coming in, Alex Cisak, Dan Nidic, who's a younger type, and Nick Livesic, who we've taken out of non-league to give a chance to. Slightly older, but we think he's done good things for us last season. Then, of course, going up the pitch, we had Ryan Noble's a young one who scored a lot of goals a few years ago at Sunderland, and really it's a chance for him to come and show what he's got and to impress us with what he's got. Still the younger end of the market, still developing. Scotty Arfield's someone who's come out of Huddersfield and done okay there, but he's got more to offer, we think, you know, and we've given him a platform for that. And, you know, he's one who's come in pre-season, worked very hard. And Dave Jones, obviously, who's coming in, you know, who's a slightly older, wiser player, good energy to his game and good quality. So, you know, they're the main ones out of the group that spring to mind who have come in and, you know, looking to affect the team and move it forward and make it more productive.
How would you assess the difficulty of the first fixture then? Bolton, again, at Turf Moor, same as it was last year.
A good group. They've got strength in depth. They've got finances available. The manager, you know, has managed to get, a bit like myself, managed to have a number of months with the team now, so they'll know a bit more of what he wants and what he expects. And they've got some quality. But I think you could say that of a number of teams in this division. So, you know, we plan wisely for each challenge as it comes. And the first one is Saturday when we take on Bolton.
And 125 years since the start of the Football League, apparently you get free ticket on Saturday if you were at that game.
Myself, I don't really need a ticket. I normally manage to get in. But no, I mean, yeah, there's a number of good things around the game. Obviously, we want to concentrate on the team's performance and win it. But there's a number of good things on the occasion, and we're part of that, so we're looking forward to it.
Real prestige.
Of course, and recognised as part of the, you know, one of the building blocks of the history of the game, really, in real terms. You know, them early days when these clubs were forming. So, yeah, I mean, many good things. The historical factor and the feel-good factor of it. The main thing is, you know, my job and the team's job is to see through all that. We concentrate on performances. We want a good performances. Good performance invariably over a season, bring wins. We want to get as many of them as we can. So, very nice occasion for all, but we will be focusing on the performance and the outcome. That's what we want, which is a win.
And the fact that it kicks off on the 3rd of August, which seems to be at least a week earlier than normal, perhaps even a fortnight earlier than it was, say, 10 years ago, does that make it easier? There are fewer midweek fixtures, but how do you see that? Is that better or is it worse?
Just the change in trends, I think. I think it's, you know, the science meets the fact the game's growing. It's growing with everything. It's media coverage. It's the science side of it. The leagues are now looking at the amount of games teams or players are playing, as individuals and teams are playing, and I think they're trying to find a common sense way where it suits all. We flow nicely with what's decided, because at the end of the day, we don't make the decision. But we're happy to get on with it and roll our team out and get them ready and get them organised accordingly. That's what we have to do.